This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. I've done a couple talks recently. I say talks, but what I do is show pictures, think like slides, but not slides anymore, but digital photographs presented by PowerPoint. But anyway, I show these pictures and talk about them. You know, I was a reluctant convert, but I did it to these PowerPoints. The conversion was aided by the fact that no one else on the planet was using slide projectors anymore. The final nail in the coffin happened when I drove to Ruidoso, New Mexico to give a talk at a conference, me and my little carousel of slides. I think I had probably 120 slides ready to go. And at this conference where I was to speak, they couldn't find a slide projector. I was a dinosaur. Oh, you know, at home I had a projector. Yeah, I love it. I still love it. And I had just purchased a 25-foot cord for the clicker, you know, so I could amble about as I spoke, you know, about the picture. Well, that projector and the cool long cord now live in a box in our barn. Oh, then the next phase for me I had to go through and convert my 35-millimeter slides to digital. Oh, my goodness. That's not going to happen. So finally, I purchased a digital camera and basically started over. And though I'm thinking of digging that projector out of the barn and enjoying slides like the good old days, I'm digital nowadays. I'll let you know if I dig that slide projector out. So what I'm telling you is I did a couple PD PowerPoints recently. One in Tucson for the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society, and one in Benson at the Benson Public Library. Thank you so much. If you were there, thank you so much for coming. I had the best time in both venues. I enjoyed them, right? But I'm ready to take a rest from public speaking and picture showing. But listen, one slide I showed was a photograph of a yucca on a rocky slope in the Dragoon Mountains. And as I looked at it, I realized most of the plants in the photo, not just the yucca, were plants that I had grown. Well, not just me, but other growers had grown. And all the plants that I've been looking at in the picture are available in nurseries. Wild plants in nurseries. Stop the presses! Wild plants in nurseries! And that struck me as pretty neat. So the yucca in the photo, I learned, is Yucca thornburii. And if I was right then it is now Yucca baccata subspecies thornburii. Yay! But listen, around that thornbur yucca on that rocky slope are other very, very cool plants. The shrub little-leaf sumac, Rhus microphylla, covered in fruit as I speak and you listen. Fruit that's going to turn fire engine red. Oh, yeah. In the photo was Nolina texana, Texas bear grass, that you can only find in the Dragoons and the Mule Mountains of southeastern Arizona. The beautiful little primrose-like flower, Calilophus, with its big yellow flowers. A real nice woody dahlia called Dahlia formosa, or featherbush, because of the feathery seed heads. But oh my, beautiful rose-colored flowers. One yellow petal on those rose-colored flowers. It's a pea flower. And just the formosa, the specific epithet, means handsome or beautiful, and it is. There are other cool plants in the photo, but I wanted to tell you about a glorious little wildflower called Berlandiera lyrata. It's got a daisy-like flower, yellow petals. Actually, those would be yellow ray flowers because it's in the sunflower family, Asteraceae. And those yellow petals, those yellow ray flowers, surround a maroon disc. Yeah. And so the flower stalk that comes out of a bunch of basal leaves gets about a foot tall. Can be a lot shorter, but, you know, a good plant, foot tall. But listen, here is a wonderful thing about Berlandiera lyrata. The flower fragrance floats across the land, and it smells like chocolate. What? Yes. And if there's a bunch of Berlandiera around you, if they're thick, you are in a chocolate factory, well, at least in your mind, okay? So Berlandiera is after a French botanist by the name of Jean-Louis Berlandier. He explored what is now Texas, Mexico, and what is now Texas in the early 1800s, and it must have been very, very exciting. The species, lyrata, is after the harp-like instrument, the lyre. The leaves are lyre-shaped. Yeah, right. If you want to see Berlandiera lyrata in habitat, it's found from 4,000 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation, and really just here in the southeastern corner of Arizona, and of course south into Sonora. Then I think once you've seen chocolate flower, you could find one or two or three in a nursery and plant them in your habitat, because it does quite well in cultivation, even at the lower elevations. So yay, more proof, as if we needed it, that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.